Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's Del Shannon bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
Nonprofit Health Policy Research Institute, been around for 20 years, Jim, just almost like you, fighting the battles to make sure that doctors and patients can make decisions about their health care and that consumers can make decisions about their coverage.
So, folks, check it out. I promise you, you'll be smarter when you do. You have some other website, another website, too, don't you?
We do. If people really want to keep track of what's happening on this Obamacare front, please join us at Obamacare Watch. You need the watch in there. ObamacareWatch.org. And we also do a weekly newsletter that rounds up, you know, if you want to know what happened this week on Obamacare, you can take 3 or 4 minutes and get completely up to speed. So you can sign up on the website, Obamacare Watch.
All right. So, Grace Marie, the Democrats can't wait to get rid of Obamacare. It's killed them in the ballot box, and they can't wait to get rid of it. And that what they want though is they want the Republicans to take ownership essentially of the healthcare situation, whatever it looks like, and they're hoping that they'll have their own little tar baby.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what they want to do. They cannot wait.
And the Republicans, you and I both know, Republicans are good at that.
They could foul it up, yes, absolutely. But they are so aware that Donald Trump sent out a tweet, be careful, because he knows that they, as Nancy Pelosi said, you break it, you own it.
Right.
But they are going to go carefully. They are going to go deliberately. They're going to make sure people are protected currently on the coverage while they begin to give people more options going forward. They don't have the hubris to think they can write a 2,000-page bill that would be better than the one the Democrats wrote.
Mm-hmm.
What they believe is in the marketplace and consumers, and it's like a dam that's been held back.
Right.
Give the market the opportunity to provide people.
Are they going to use the HSA? Are they going to use the health savings account a device as a workhorse?
That's going to be one of the models, but we don't think that we should dictate to people the kind of policy that we think is best for them any more than we wanted them to dictate to us that we had to have Obamacare cover.
Doesn't part of this process need to be an education process where we talk to people about becoming healthcare consumers, not just patients? Isn't that going to be the key to making this happen culturally?
I think that Obamacare has helped us with that because people have understood how frustrating it is when they have to buy these policies with all these benefits that they don't want or need. And frankly, they know that this isn't real insurance when you can just go buy a policy after you get sick and pay the same price as somebody who's been paying all along. Why are people going to pay all along if that's the deal? So they know if it's insurance, it has to work like insurance. It has to work like your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance.
Right.
You don't buy homeowner's insurance when your house is on fire. That's not going to work.
So in my
people understand that.
In my state, there's only one private carrier of insurance. Everybody else has moved out.
Right.
If Obamacare is repealed and replaced, the new system, will companies come back to my state?
What's the industry doing? Your state is going to have to figure out how they can be friendly in bringing other companies back in. The Blues, I know this, the Blue Cross Blue Shield is the only carrier left in Alabama. And that's one of the reasons that the market is not working is because you've got a monopoly. They don't want to be the only carrier. They want other carriers in there because that means they get all the bad risk. And as people drop out, then they get more and more and more bad risk. They have to raise their premiums. And so as a result, you've got a dysfunctional
and that's
system.
The opposite of healthy calculus for insurance.
Yes, right, exactly.
Last thoughts, Grace Marie. I got 30 seconds. Actually, I got a minute. Last thoughts. What would you if President Grace Marie were doing this? What would you do?
The first thing that Donald Trump is going to do is make some regulatory changes. This law has more than 1,000 places that give the Secretary of HHS, fabulous candidate Dr. Tom Price, to make changes through regulatory authority. They're going to do some of that from day one. Next step, get rid of Obamacare. Next step, make sure people on the coverage now are protected. Fourth step, give more power to the states to provide more insurance choices for people and also give them authority to reform their dysfunctional Medicaid program.
Right.
And make sure that we have subsidies going forward that give people incentive to purchase coverage.
How long will it take to do those four steps?
I don't think they're going to do it in one big bill.
It's going to take a year?
Over this whole Congress.
A year, 2 years?
But it takes that much time for the market to work.
I understand, my point is people need to realize it's going to take a little time.
It's going to take some time.
And thank you, Grace Marie. Thank you for being here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.